90.3 KEXP online at kexp.org. You're listening to Audio Oasis. My name is Charlize, and it's now time for live music by Haley Hendrix on KEXP.
A centipede naked in your bedroom, and you swear to God the cusser's out to get you. And I digress, 'cause I must make you the perfect morning. I try my best to scoop the slugger. From a past life out to get you. And I digress, 'cause I must make you the perfect warning. I try my best to put the priest inside a jam jar. You the perfect morning. I try my best to prove that nothing's out to get you.
Listening to live music by Haley Hendrix on KEXP.
So that song was about bugs. Now we're going to move up the food chain, and that bug was eaten by a fish, and the song is Fish Eyes. soul. Am I dumb or is my bar dragging up with me? Or am I down in the riverbed this time, kicking fish heads and eating out their eyes? Or am I down in the dust? Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
You're listening to live music by Haley Hendricks here on Audio Oasis on KEXP. You just heard Fish Eyes and The Bug Collector. And easily enough, Fish Eyes is from the Fish Eyes EP, and The Bug Collector is from the Bug Collector EP. Hi, how are you?
I'm just dandy, Shailese. How are you?
I'm good. It's really great to have you here.
It's good
and
to
be. You mentioned over email that things sound different, but things just sound wonderful with your band. Like, it's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, I wrote you fan mail, and I just want to talk about how I discovered you, because I think it's a really cool tie-in to the Portland music scene. So I read this article about Girl Fest 2017, and there's a big picture of you, and then there's a mention of the Sweeping Exits and Karma Rivera and mm-hmm. some other people too. But out of all of them, you three were my favorites. And so I do my best music discovery in bed on my phone. And I just was just checking you out. And then there's a video in the article of you playing with Luz of Illa Bamba. Mm. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is a killing. Like, both of your voices together are just so beautiful.
Thank you.
And I've never heard of Girl Fest at all. And it's in its third year this year. And it already happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just thought it's such a cool tie-in to the Portland music scene. And I know that you have an investment in the Portland music scene. Could you talk a little bit about how you got involved with Girl Fest? And
I would love to.
Yeah.
It's funny because Portland has been my home for 6 years now. Mm-hmm. I was raised in Forest Grove, Oregon, and Portland was always the big city to me. But in that, I really struggled to find my voice through college, and it wasn't till I started slacking slightly on my studies and focusing more on music that I just met this incredible community that helped raise me up. And mm-hmm. And Luz Mendoza in particular, when I first met her, she taught me a lot about this self-talk. It's so easy to get down on yourself for pursuing the things that you love. And every time I would say that around her, she'd just say, stop! Nope. And it's just learning that slowly, I think, allowed me to find my voice in music. And the female singer-songwriter community in particular makes me really proud of Portland. So.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some good ones in there.
Yeah, really, really wonderful. And I'm a huge fan of Ila Bamba, too. Just I find like similarities between you two. She's a really in-depth songwriter, and so are you. And one of the things I really wanted you to talk about is your inspiration. And I like the simplicity of Fish Eyes and The Bug Collector. And I also find myself just really drawn to the things that you say. And I think that was one of the things that just made me really excited about you. What are things that you find for inspiration? Like, where do you write? Where do you do these things?
I find inspiration from people. And I think I've mostly wrote music because I just felt so alone, and I knew that this was a place to share a voice and find other voices. And I'd say I really love words, the power of words, how we can delicately shape our lives with our own diction. And I think songwriting for me, that joy is just watching all these factors come together, that you can come from an emotional place and a song can come out, or you can come from a place of having words you feel really close to and music can come out. Mm-hmm. But, or you can just feel tunes on their own, but I'm a sucker for words. I think if I was a bad lyricist, I would if the jazz community accepted me, I'd love to learn and become better at that.
Cool. So you didn't come, well, I read that you didn't come from a musical family. So what brought you into music?
I would say, yeah, it's a mixture of kind of a, it was kind of, I had a funny sense of isolation growing up, and music was always my comfort because small hometown, not a ton of stuff to do. I mean, I wasn't the best at sports, so that slowly led me to just love of music. I never thought I could play it on my own, but my parents found me a cheap Yamaha at a garage sale, and things just kind of flew from there. So.
Yeah, great. And so you come from a small town, Forest Grove, Oregon, which I've never heard of before. And you learned from a bluegrass instructor?
Oh, I hope he sees this. We haven't talked in years. Mm-hmm. But Steve Blanchard, yeah, he... once I had a dream that I was a female version of Jimi Hendrix, I slept and I had a deep dream of that. And I woke up and it kind of hit me, like, pursuing guitar would be fun. And there were no other guitar teachers available except good old Steve, and he taught me a little bit of bluegrass, but a lot of discipline, so that kind of evened me out.
Mm-hmm. And so when you started learning from Steve, did you know what kind of music you wanted to play, or were you just, like, wanting to play music?
I slowly fell in love with, like, fingerstyle guitar, of getting to use all six strings and all five fingers. I got so annoyed with the pick, so we would butt heads at times because bluegrass is very heavy finger picking. But mm-hmm. I just realized I love songwriters. My dad played a lot of Beatles, and I fell in love with a lot of different melodic-based pop music from the 60s. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, everything sounds really, really good.
Thank you.
And we should hear some more. And I'm pretty excited for these next two songs because they're unreleased.
Yeah, they're kind of the secret, but I think it's important to practice being vulnerable and sharing them. So
cool. Thank you for doing it here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, you're listening to live music by Haley Hendrix on KEXP.
It's really hard for me to write music aimed towards a country. It's kind of a scary thing to try and address problems through music. But this summer, this song kind of stemmed out from naturally just taking in media and being shocked at the amount of innocent people's lives that were taken, especially young men of color. And it kind of just struck me, and I wanted to process that through music in some way. So the song's called Melanin, just trying to process that.
Melanin spoiled, black bear. blood-soaked soil.
You're listening to live music by Haley Hendrix on KEXP.
So now the bug has been eaten by the fish was eaten by the man, and this man was eaten by God. The song is an untitled song of trying to process what is spirituality. That sounds silly. You guys can guess what this song's about.
Her shoes are all dressed up, and she spins me around like a marionette. Oh, my web is still spinning, my web is still spinning, my web is still spinning. I can't see it. Speaks of drunk near a sunset. Look straight in her eyes. She's the quick glimpse of heaven. Forgetting her headlights are on when you misread her fortune. Don't misread the joke. She's the note on your lampshade. The honeycomb.
All these songs are so wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what do you have two EPs. One of the EPs isn't out yet, right? The Bug Collector is not out. You gave it to me and I was like, KXP, you should start playing this now. And you were okay with that?
Yeah, it's, I must admit, I went to business school for like 2 terms and that's about as much as I did. And I do not have any business logic at all. I have tried to record my album a couple times, and so I get little fragments that I love, and it just hasn't felt right. The pieces haven't lined up, so that's my secret EP. And to create a sense of longing, it's a secret, and you have to reach out to me, and I just give it out for free to people.
Awesome. So, it was really nice that you gave it to me.
Thank you for reaching out.
Yeah. So you have a full length that you're working on, and that's done.
It's still on its way, our goal. Mm-hmm. It's still in the baby phases. Third time's the try, right? I don't know if that's a saying. But you know, when you pursue music, it's funny, like making things financially fit and also just
totally
get the sound that you love. And I think I've grown a lot in this past 2 years, and I think I finally have a setup. So in a couple months, finally an LP, but for now, secret EP. And
wow, exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so do you have any tour plans, any upcoming shows?
I have a couple upcoming shows in Portland area, and I think we're playing with Mount Erie in next month, and which I'm excited about. And there are prospects of, there's a kind booker in Portland who randomly sends Portland bands to Europe, and that might happen again next year. So
you've been already?
I have been once. It was a wonderful time. But it was lonely. I need to bring these guys with me.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so you're mainly a solo.
I'm very confusing. It's really, I love the songwriter thing, but it gets lonely, and I love making music with my friends, and these guys are fantastic musicians around Portland with their own projects, but they put up with me as well, so.
Yeah, they sound fantastic. You guys sound awesome. I really like it a lot. Cool. So we'll hear Ride a Pack of Bees, and then we have to say goodbye.
Just like
that.
Wish
you could take over KXP Radio and just hear you all the time.
Cheryl,
maybe
is that okay?
Only me. Yeah, I think Cheryl would be okay. Me and Cheryl. Yeah, she said yes.
Whoa, okay. All right, welcome
Cheryl
to
Cheryl is a huge inspiration on Audio Oasis. I feel like I refer to her in a lot of interviews, so it's cool that she's here right now.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm happy to have you here too.
Yeah.
But I want to shout out to Denzel, Lily, and Philip for putting up with me to make this band happen, so thank you guys. I could have done this alone. It would have been so lonely.
It's wonderful. I like you guys here.
So this song's about bees. It's about more than bees, but hopefully people can guess what it's about.
supposed to fly. Limbs so light, I could ride a pack of bees. On my stomach so tight, I could make a rope and climb. Limbs so light, I could ride a pack of bees. Someone told me I'm better try reading my looks through a little magazine. On my mind was a milkshake dripping in cream. Ego gets bruised like a broken nectarine. Lay me down, I'm not too scared to die. Won't my friends be so envious of me as the strength of tongue up to your teeth, to your teeth, to your teeth, to your
a hit.
I'm sweating.
Thank you so much to you all for coming here. This was very, very wonderful.
Thanks for having me.
Come back to Seattle soon. And you've been listening to live music by Haley Hendricks here on Audioasis KEXP Seattle.